Hi guys, I'm going to be talking very low because where I'm at, people are already asleep. So out of consideration, you might have to turn up the volume, I'm not sure. But anywho, I wanted to share this truth that came from a conversation I had with a woman who's trying to eat better and, you know, has weight goals that she wants to meet, etc. Jen, if you're hearing this is not you. I had a whole different conversation with somebody else, but it was kind of back to back, which showed me I needed to talk about this on a larger scale. So she was talking about how she's trying to eat better, but her body hurts and she's very tired. And so I started explaining to her how the body needs to heal. Before we start trying to build the body up, we need to break the body down. We need to detox the body of all the destruction we've placed upon it for our whole entire lives because we didn't know any better. And so that's a common misconception that people have, is that they have to build the body up and that that's health. But without breaking the body down before building up naturally, you're placing destruction upon destruction. And the energy of the earth is rising to a point where your body's no longer going to allow that. Your body literally will fight you back until you do right by your body. So I asked her, you know, people are very scared of letting go of meat. We've been lied to so much that people think we need all these things for protein without realizing the earth has provided us with literally everything we need, from sugars to carbs to protein to fats naturally. You don't need meat. Meat is dead flesh. You're literally consuming the energy of death and expecting your body to provide you with life. And that is not how this world works. That's not how this life works. Your body will give you what you give it. And that's becoming very apparent now at the level of consciousness that we are reaching, is your body will manifest almost immediately what you are giving it. So if you are giving it dead flesh, your body will break down and lead you more towards death than towards life. So I was trying to explain that to her, and she said, well, I want to be a certain weight. And I said, okay, what are your goals? So she starts naming her goals, that she wants to be this weight and wear this size clothes, like very specific goals. And I asked her, why do you have those goals? Who made you think, or where did you get the thought that if you reached those goals, if you reach this weight and this certain size clothes, that you would then be happy? And she said, well, I just think it's healthier for me. And I said, okay, go back to the source of creation. Let's take a trip back to the beginning of our existence and look at yourself as the only human being on this earth. You've never been taught what to believe, and you've never seen a mirror. So you've never seen what you actually look like. Would you still have those goals if that was the case? She immediately laughed at me like I was stupid and said, that's sweet, but that's not reality. I said, oh, but it is reality. That actually is reality, because the reality of this life is, you are the only existent being in your reality. Without you, nothing in your reality would exist. So the reality of this life is, when you take yourself back to the beginning of our existence, where we were not told what to believe and we were not given a mirror and told how to look, we would now not have these goals of a superficial appearance or goals of how to live. And that is how we have to approach this life. Every goal you have set for yourself, you need to take yourself back to the beginning of our existence, the beginning of humanity's creation, and ask yourself, if I was the only being on this earth, would these still be my goals? And if the answer is no, that is because your soul is trying to tell you that is not what you are here on earth to do. That is not what you are here to look like. That is not here what you're to be. That is what you've been taught to be and where you taught happiness was going to be found. And so that is the reality of this life. is that nothing in your reality would exist without you, because you are the creator of your reality. So we really need to start letting go of these superficial goals that we think we have for our best interest, because it's really just us not realizing it's not because we have it in our best interest or we really believe it's in our best interest. It's because we've been taught that this is what is in our best interest. And everything we've been taught has been to manipulate us away from the truth. I will go back to a conversation I did have with Jen. Hey, Jen. And I told her, now this is a different conversation I had, but I made a statement to her that said something along these lines, but I'll just say it how it comes to me now. The body has an innate ability to heal itself. The intuition has the innate ability to lead you to the healing your body needs. It is the conditioned human mind and the goals that the human mind sets that interferes with the body's innate ability to heal itself and interferes with intuitive guidance on what your body needs to heal itself. And so that really just boils down to your goals that you're setting for yourself really have to be looked at, the root of them, and see where they're really coming from. Because if not, you will be the only one standing in your own way. And I just want to help you guys out of that. So just a quick little note here. I haven't been on here consistently. I never really am. Right now I'm kind of in a space where it's kind of hard for me to create. So I'm doing the best that I can. I'm pushing myself to create. I'm writing another book right now. You can get Love, The Real Word of God, Part 1, 2, and 3 on Amazon. I'm writing Part 4 right now. And all of them, well, a couple of them kind of address a lot of different aspects about the human body, the mind, your relationship with food, things like that. But if you're looking for a genuine change from the inside out, I highly recommend you take a look at my Amazon. You can just go to amazon.com and type in Shauna Starr, and you will find me there. I love you guys. I have Instagram. I have Facebook. All of it is Shauna Starr. TikTok. And I will see you guys when I have another tidbit of information to share on here. Love y'all. Have a good night or day whenever you're listening to this.